rest of the story. The gray afternoon light streaming through the tall windows in the hospital ward. A lonely young girl is standing by the door and her eyes are trailing down the rows of hospital beds. Only 2 weeks before, she'd entered nurse's training. She so wanted to help heal the sick. She'd been told that she's gifted in the field of medicine, but now she's not sure. She's just not sure she can bear up under the pressure of watching people grow old and die. Solemnly, the tiny young lady tries to empathize with her patients. Surely, if she were in one of those beds in that ward, she would want somebody to be strong for her. The elderly woman with pneumonia, will she survive the night? The doctor says probably not. The young man crippled in a fall, the rest of his life would be spent in a wheelchair. For the aspiring nurse, there is a conflict of desire and apprehension. She could take no greater joy than to heal the people before her, to lift them from their misery and send them home, and yet, regardless of the skill she acquires during her career, there will always be those she cannot help, and that thought terrifies her. 2 weeks ago, she had been so eager, recalling the loss of her own mother many years before, she was certain that she could cope with death. Perhaps it was the uglier aspects of illness itself for which she was unprepared. The gray light is darkening now. The dismal day slinks into the night. In an hour, the lamps will be lit to push darkness aside, and yet the invading gloom is more than the absence of light. It represents a specter of hopelessness. Even as the young student nurse turns to leave the hospital ward, an anonymous whimper of anguish reaches her ears, and she can't turn back to identify the source of the cry. She can't do it. She'll never turn back. During the arduous fortnight past, she has deceived herself. Her decision to become a nurse was a terrible, terrible mistake. Under a leaden shroud of guilt, she is now walking away. Surely, she says, she can never return, and her name is Florence Nightingale. But this is the rest of the story. When Florence Nightingale was a student nurse, the profession of nursing was yet in its infancy. These moments you have lived through, what may have been her darkest hour, her decision to leave the field of medicine. It might be mentioned that as she left the hospital that day, she still possessed a conviction, a feeling that her gift for coping with illness was superior. Florence Nightingale never lost that feeling, though she that day in that hospital in Toronto, Canada, did indeed abandon professional nursing forever. For you see, the Florence Nightingale you just met was not the Florence Nightingale who was the pioneer nurse of the Crimean War. No, this one's complete name was Florence Nightingale Graham. And her resolution that dismal day in Toronto, rather than to cure people, was to keep people well and young and beautiful and beautiful. For Florence, self-esteem was an integral part of health. So the world never knew the nurse named Florence Nightingale Graham. But the world does honor instead the name she adopted when she moved to New York. And though this month we are closing forever the big red door through which she welcomed her own and succeeding generations, the healing art she taught will remain a permanent monument to the memory of Elizabeth Arden. And now you know the rest of the story.